the young people tell me are really a little too thick. For instance, while dining last evening at Vanderbilt's house, don't you see, I was listening to old Major Braggart, who was sitting alongside of me. He was boasting as usual of deeds he had done. I took them all in till he came to this one. In the war when 3 miles from my army, 50 Spaniards were advancing on me. They came in line straight as a dicer. I put one cartridge left, don't you see? But I aimed at the flank of their line, sir. It meant death should my sight through that hole. But the bullet went clean through the 50 at once. I said, would you mind passing the salt? Then a captain who sailed the Atlantic said, oh, that reminds me, you know. And then in a manner pedantic, the hatchet he started to throw. We were just 30 miles out from harbor when a storm struck the vessel midship. I didn't have any palaver, but down all the canvas I stripped. Still nothing could save it, the vessel went down. I swam for 3 hours and I thought I must drown. But just near me I spotted a whale, sir, with his mouth open wide, don't you see? And I knew I was in for a laughter. A whale catching is fine sport to me. So I swam and got hold of his tail, sir, and onto his back did a bolt. Then made reins of my braces and steered him ashore. I said, would you mind passing the salt? I'm a fellow of infinite jest, and one of the funniest guys. I think is to watch people walking about with faces like spittles and kites. Today a man got his big toe, meet the wheel of a big brewer's dray. He pulled such a terrible face and shouted, so I had to say, why don't you laugh and look pleasant? Put on a smile of your best. Don't shout so loud or you'll frighten the horse. Can't you see that it's up for a rest? An automobile just then came dashing up and flattened me out like a feather. Then the other chap cried as it stopped on my chest, now we can both laugh together. As a footballer, I've often scored. I can kick with my left or my right. I once hit it farther to play in a match I'd arrange with my pals overnight. To kick dad whenever they could, or roll on him if he should fall. So I said when he got in a scrum, as they took his head for the ball, why don't you laugh and look pleasant? A mouthful of mud isn't much. It's 50-1 if you finish the game. You'll have to go home on a crutch. You're sure to get kicked in the ribs or the head. Then I got in a scrum for the leather. As the goalkeeper walked on my face, father cried, now we can both laugh together.